Dietrich Bonhoeffer was one of the unlikeliest victims of Adolf Hitler, a man who could have stayed silent for 100 different practical reasons, but instead chose to speak out as an act of conscience. He was a German Protestant theologian from an aristocratic background who became an early and outspoken opponent of the Nazi regime, even as most other Germans acclaimed it or kept their silence out of fear. In 1933, Dietrich Bonhoeffer gave a speech to fellow pastors titled "The Church and the Jewish Question," in which he said the Christian church had three ways to act against official policies of bigotry and fascism.
First, it can ask the state if its actions are legitimate. Second, it can aid the victims of the state action. The church has the unconditional obligation to the victims of any ordering society, even if they do not belong to the Christian society. The third possibility is not just bandage the victims under the wheel, but to gem a spoke in the wheel itself.
That's the voice of Klaus Maria Brandauer in a new documentary titled Bonhoeffer. When war broke out, Mr. Bonhoeffer chose to stay in Germany to oppose the regime, to jam the spoke, and to win a place in rebuilding his country once the Nazis were defeated. But in 1943, he was arrested for plotting to assassinate Adolf Hitler. He went to jail and was executed in April of 1945. He was 39. Filmmaker Martin Doblmeier is the director of Bonhoeffer, now playing in theaters across the country, and he joins us in our studios. Mr. Doblmeier, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
How was it that the Nazi regime made their pact with various Christian groups in Germany?
Well, coming out of World War I, the churches in Germany had suffered a lot of losses. People were leaving the churches quickly. They felt as though the church had led them into World War I, and that had been a great tragedy. Mm-hmm. And the churches were hungry to be relevant and part of the popular culture again. And so when they saw this figure, Adolf Hitler, starting to rise, they all got on the bandwagon, and he was preaching a very traditional conservative agenda. He used religious language, religious imagery, symbolism, and used that very effectively, and the churches fell in line. Mm-hmm. And what Hitler did, too, in a wise move, was he nationalized the churches. The Protestant Church of Germany was 28 individual little fiefdoms that had been the tradition in Germany for centuries. And what he was able to do, Adolf Hitler, was to unite the churches into a Reich Church. And he put his own man, Ludwig Müller, at the head of that. And that sort of galvanized, brought together the churches in support of the National Socialists.
We want to play another clip from your film. This is an excerpt from a talk that Dietrich Bonhoeffer gave in 1934 to a gathering of religious leaders who met in Denmark.
There is no way to peace along the way of safety, for peace has to be dared. It is the great venture. It can never be safe. Peace is the opposite of security. To demand guarantees is to mistrust, and this mistrust in turn brings forth war. Battles are won, not with weapons, but with God.
What did Dietrich Bonhoeffer do practically to begin to organize resistance in Germany?
Well, this is one of the first things that he did. He gave this speech in Fano, Denmark. They told him, don't preach about church and state and peace, and he did exactly the opposite. He went to that gathering and spoke to a collection of leading pastors and church people from around Europe, and said, you are the leaders of the churches of your own country. Will you please come together and stop what has to be inevitable war? And understand that the church has a role in society to be peacemakers. It's the gospel tradition to do that. And they wouldn't. But I think people have resonated with that speech. That's I think, has gone down as one of the great peace speeches of the century. And when we have gone around the country to play this film in churches, that, especially during the period of time in this winter and spring, during the lead-up to and eventually in the war with Iraq, this is the line that really has caused a lot of discussion in the churches.
How did Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the man who once spoke about the obligation of the church to jam the spokes of the wheel, a man who once said battles are not won with weapons but with God, how did he come to the point that he became part of a plot to assassinate Adolf Hitler?
When I did the interview with Eberhard Bethke, his biographer and his best friend, he said time and again, the phrase that he used was, Dietrich got to the point where he felt as though he had no other choice except to take over the guilt of being part of the plot to kill Adolf Hitler.
You are living now, and not tomorrow, and not yesterday. But now, in your name, are people killed and killed and killed. And that man you have to stop by all means, even then by taking over the guilt of killing him.
This was a terribly corrosive thing for him to do. This was not anything that he took on with great pride. Mm-hmm. And I think Bonhoeffer recognized that he was part of a culture, a period and a time, that allowed the rise of National Socialism and what the Nazis had begun to do, not only to the German people, to the Jews, but to the rest of Europe, and they had hoped for the rest of the world. He writes to the conspirators after 10 years of Hitler being in power in 1942 at Christmas, and after having been part of the conspiracy now for a couple of years, he writes to them that we've been silent witnesses of evil deeds. We've been drenched by many storms. Are we still of any use? And I think what he was trying to say was, we have to do now what we have to do. This is a terrible thing to have to do, but we've let it get to this point, and we have to bear responsibility for this in the hopes that the Germany and the Europe in the future will be better for it. And the issues that he raises, and the reason why he's still relevant, is that he was really tough on the church, calling the church to be present, not to themselves, but to the others, those who are hurting in this world.
Mr. Doblmeier, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Martin Doblmeier, who's director of the new documentary Bonhoeffer, now playing in theaters across the country.